Report, Cokegate, Secret Service found DNA from White House cocaine baggie. By Wendell Hasebo on November 15, 2023. The Secret Service reportedly found DNA from the cocaine baggie discovered in the White House on July 2 after the agency said it was unable to identify who smuggled the drug into one of the most secure buildings in the world. The reported DNA raises questions about if Americans were told the truth when the Secret Service alleged no fingerprints or DNA turned up on the baggie found in a lobby at the White House. According to a Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, filed by Fox News's Jesse Waters Primetime, an envelope with three tubes of DNA, which Waters says came from the baggie, is in the possession of the Secret Service. Waters said the FOIA request shows the DNA tubes are in a vault for preservation. Secret Service has responded to Primetime's FOIA over the White House cocaine investigation, Waters posted on X. We now know they've been lying to you about everything. After telling us they didn't find any DNA and destroying the bag of coke, the documents tell us there's three tubes of DNA that they didn't destroy. Exclusive, the Secret Service has responded to Primetime's FOIA over the White House cocaine investigation. We now know they've been lying to you about everything. After telling us they didn't find any DNA and destroying the bag of coke, the documents tell us there's three. pic.twitter.com/36b5jira@9. Jesse Waters, at Jesse Waters, November 15, 2023. They did find DNA on the baggie. It was processed and moved to an evidence vault for preservation. They now have an insurance policy, he said. The mystery surrounding the so-called Cokegate raises additional questions, Waters said, highlighting the changing location of where the Secret Service located the substance. Three times, the reported location where the cocaine was allegedly found changed. July 4, the New York Times reported the substance was found in the White House library. July 5, Reuters reported the substance was found in a cubbyhole near the Situation Room. July 13, the Associated Press reported the baggie was found in the lobby. Photos emerged Monday from the Daily Mail of a baggie containing a white powdery substance in White House Locker 50. The photos surfaced after the Secret Service concluded its investigation into the incident. It is unknown if the Secret Service interviewed any suspects during the short investigation. Related, Bongino, I've defended Secret Service before but not this time on WH cocaine investigation fail. NBC News's Kelly O'Donnell said in July a source familiar with the findings believes the leading theory remains that a visitor who transited the West executive entrance was likely responsible. But there is not physical evidence to compare to the list of names. A source familiar on the findings says a leading theory remains that one of the hundreds of visitors who transited the West executive entrance was likely responsible. But there is not physical evidence to compare to the list of names. Kelly O'Donnell, at Kelly O, July 13, 2023. A visitor appears to exclude administration employees and family members with permanent residence at the White House. It is unclear if Hunter Biden officially resides at the mansion, Newsweek reported. Related, exclusive, MTG on White House cocaine scandal, first family should submit to a drug test. Follow Wendell Hasebo on X @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.